Let's welcome our book reviewer, Louise Wardini of the Lowland. Louise Ward of Wardini Books in Havelock North. We know how you came up with that name, don't we?
Yes.
You've been reading Ash. This is by Louise Wallace.
Yes, this wonderful novel. It follows Thea, a young mother, wife, and she's a large animal vet. I've just characterised her in what she is to other people, and this is essentially what the novel's about. There are parts of the book headed before, after, after, and later. And as it starts in the before, you know that there must be an after, and that's the thing, that a thing must occur. I'm not going to spoil that for us. It's written in the first person present tense. We are firmly in Thea's tired head. She's so overwhelmed and busy. And the first paragraph, I think, is really oppressive and sets the tone immediately. The heat crowds out the town, kids melting all over the curb. It pushes down and under the roofs of the sheepyards, suffocating the men and women in drench packs, working their way down the line, straight into it. So Thea's on maternity leave and has taken to it with, as she says, the spirit of an angsty chihuahua. Maternity leave makes it sound like you're gifted this time to be a mother, but of course you're not. She's running the home and she's looking after the family, and she ends up going back to work because they're desperate and there's nobody else. What a great compliment. She's trying to be great at it all, but there are constant demands on her mind and her body and her personal space because it's a small community. And she's even got vet clients ringing her when she's not on call, and randoms turning up at her home for medical advice not even related to animals. She thinks about how to get herself back and get back the freedom of her old life, as most parents of young children think a lot about before you realise it's impossible. This is your life. This is normal. The structure is the thing that sets this book apart. So it's mostly prose intersected with other forms that really encapsulate what's happening in Thea's mind and her world. And there are figures, boxed stream of consciousness sections that detail the jumble in this busy brain, a mind it's been colonised by other people's need. The letters all rush together to create this sense of relentless demand and exhaustion, and there's no room for a thought of her own at all. And in these sections there are a couple of quite disturbing overheard conversations that further illustrate how dangerous it can be to be just female. And then there's a footer fable of a pioneer woman ticker taping along the bottom of the page in the first of the after sections, and there's a series of poems too. So it sounds really dense, but Louise Wallace has this wonderful comic timing that's also in her poetry collections. And there's a bit where it's Nick's mother's birthday, that's Thea's husband, and he spends the whole weekend asking Thea what he should get her. And she just deadpans. A friend of mine once unwrapped a bikini trimmer from her husband at Christmas. They're not together anymore. I love that kind of bits of humour in it. Then there's the ash. The eponymous ash coating and smothering and destroying. And that's another very strong metaphor for what's going on. So this novel examines the trope of this tired, grumpy witch and her rhyming sister. And Thea is justifiably incensed by things in her household and workplace. And she's barely hanging on, but she doesn't collapse. She thinks she does, but she doesn't really. It's fascinating to watch the peripheral characters, Nick's mum and Nick himself, for how they judge Thea's reactions but not her husband's. So Louise Wallace, award-winning poet, and her first novel absolutely flexes that poetic skill and vision. It reminded me of Max Porter in its structure and Claire Keegan for how a few writers can get across everything that needs to be said in a small package. It's absolutely stunning. It's only 154 pages and there's so much going on in there. And it feels like I've told you a lot, but I haven't really told you anything.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Louise Ward of Wardini Books in Havelock North has reviewed Ash by Louise Wallace. It's published by Te Herenga Waka University Press and costs $30.